This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. So juz number 12 actually starts right at the beginning of Surah Hud, near Surah Hud. Now Surah Hud is that surah which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says because of this surah his hair, actually 17 of his hairs went white because of the catastrophes and because of the punishments of Allah coming onto nations mentioned in this surah. So the surah opens up by saying different scenarios. First is that, juz actually opens up by saying that whoever you are, Allah has already decreed what you're going to eat, where you're going to rest, where you're going to reside on this earth. That has already been said. Now it's up to Allah who does that. But what happens with people is people start to turn to other deities and other gods or things that they make on the earth. But then they fail to actually completely rely on them. And Allah says, look, every time they have a problem, they will come back to me and they will only know me as the true and one and only God. Even people who believe in many gods on this earth, there comes a point in their life when they say that, you know what? They say, I ask God. They really know deep down there's only one God. And even when you find people who are actually with several gods and they've got, you know, polytheists, they actually believe that many of these gods are smaller gods and there's only one big powerful God. So what Allah is saying is that none of these gods actually exist if you actually look at your lives and how things are actually moving in your life, because you will find that people will reject their very beliefs when it comes to the crisis. So Allah says that look at yourselves. Will you actually leave this message because of these false beliefs that you've got? Look at ayah number 12 and ayah number 13. Allah says, try and bring, if you can, the like of these, like 10 of these surahs if you can. And if you can't do that, then you should know that there is only one Allah. There is no other except for that one Allah. This is ayah number 14. And he says that because of this world and how we're living, this world and the people in it, they have an effect on us. And because of them, we actually change our belief. Allah wants us to truly ask ourselves within to see who is our God. So this is all explained with different things that Allah throws at us for another page and so on, before He starts to bring the story of Nuh alayhi salam. Now what's striking about the story of Nuh alayhi salam is that while Nuh alayhi salam is giving his da'wah, his people try to make it seem that they are unworthy. Or his people try to say, you know, just leave us. Or they try and make him seem like he's the unworthy one. But in all of this, what Allah says is that, oh Allah, you know, you carry on with what you're doing. Now, the message, clear message to us is, as Muslims, is that we need to just carry on striving with the tawheed that we've got. A lot of challenges will come throughout our lives. And the people of Nuh alayhi salam, or Nuh alayhi salam himself, he faced a lot of mockery, which is in ayah number 39 and ayah number 40. And eventually Allah said, or 38 and 39, sorry. And eventually Allah told him to build the ark, which is in ayah number 43. It starts before that, but in 42, what you see is that his son is actually running away from him, trying to go to the mountains. And Allah's messenger, Nuh alayhi salam, says that, you know, nothing's going to save you on this day. And what is striking here is, what Allah is telling us is that if you're on the wrong path, no matter where you go, you can't escape Allah. You will eventually be caught by Allah. You can run as much as you want, but you can't hide. And you'll get caught eventually. So he called on his son, but Allah said, look, he's not your son. And this is in ayah number 46. He's not from your family. What does that mean? That means that because he's not actually practicing what you believe, therefore you should not take him as your, believe in him as your true son. So eventually he brings the ark down. This is ayah number 48. And then a new nation starts. And from them you get the people of Hud alayhi salam, mentioned in ayah number 50 onwards. And again, there are people now, they start to make mockery of the prophet that came. And they said, look, our gods have actually affected you. This is ayah number 53 and 54. And he's told, you know, Hud alayhi salam, he says that, well, if you really believe that, then you know, you carry on. But I'm depending on Allah Azza wa Jal, and I'm going to deliver what I need to deliver. And eventually what happens is, these people are destroyed. This is in ayah number 60. Just as the people of Nuh alayhi salam were destroyed. And one by one Allah mentions the different people. He comes unto the people of Thamud in ayah number 61. And here, what their point was is that, you know, we had some good hope in you, Salih. This is in ayah number 62. We thought you're going to be a man that will follow our ways and so on. And they ask him for a miracle. He produces the miracle, which is a camel coming out of a rock, which is in ayah number 64. He tells them not to touch it. They do exactly what they're not supposed to do. They kill it, and after that, the punishment comes onto them within 3 days. This is ayah number 66, and finally they're destroyed. Then he mentioned the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam and how his wife was barren. She couldn't have a child. The angels came. They told him that you're going to have a child at old age. This is all in Iran of ayah number 72. And finally, they give him the news that they're going to go and destroy the city of Sodom, where Lut alayhi salam is. And the whole story of Lut alayhi salam, where he's trying to tell the people of his town to stop doing the act that they're doing, which is in 78, 79. And they won't listen. And eventually the punishment comes on to them, is in ayah number 83 and 82, 83. He then, Allah moves on to the people of Shu'aib. And again, these people, because of money, they went away from Allah Azza wa Jal. They moved towards punishment because they actually threatened the life of Shu'aib alayhi salam. And this is all mentioned from about ayah number 84 onwards to about 95. And the whole of the destruction is recorded. Then he moves on to the people of Fir'aun. So you can see this surah is given one by one. How they denied, they made mockery, they went because of the people around them, because of the influence around them. They moved away from Allah Azza wa Jal, and finally they found destruction. And a crucial thing Allah says is, وَكَذَلِكَ أَخْذُ رَبِّكَ. This is how your Lord seizes any nation or any town when they become an oppressive town. This is in ayah number 102. And this is a sign for all of those who are on the earth and who are listening. So if we find that there are people who are against us and they're zalimeen or they're oppressors, we should know that their fate will be the same as the fate of the people before. The surah closes by saying that we need to have sabr, we need to hold on, we need to look at the hasanat and the good deeds, which is in ayah number 114, 115, and carry on persevering and doing what we should do. And a very crucial thing Allah says in ayah number 120 is all these messengers that he mentioned, there are many lessons for us to derive from these messengers for our lives. Straight after this, Surah Yusuf starts in about three quarters of the way. And what we see here is that Yusuf alayhi salatu salam is a young boy. He has his father Yaqub, and he's amongst the brothers of a family of 12. He sees a dream that the 13 stars and the sun and the moon are, you know, bowing down to him. It's a special dream that actually means he's going to be a prophet. And he tells his father recognizes that, tells him not to tell his brothers because he sees that his brothers are going to be jealous of him. So this is all in the opening part of the surah. Yusuf alayhi salam doesn't see the value, the deeper value of what his father has said, and eventually he tells his brothers, and his brothers have jealousy. They take him away to try and play around with him, and only to make a plot to try and, you know, bury him or try and leave him in a well overnight. This is in ayah number 15. When they do that, they come across with lies in the evening time, with a shirt that's got blood on it, but they forget to rip the shirt, and they tell their father that Yusuf alayhi salam has been eaten by a wolf. And Yaqub alayhi salam doesn't believe them. But next day, Yusuf alayhi salam is picked up by a caravan, taken all the way to Egypt, and he's sold there. He ends up in the minister's palace. And in the minister's palace, he has another threat there, which is the wife of the minister that falls in love with him. She tries to seduce him, and Yusuf alayhi salam, he tries to run away from her. And eventually what happens is she rips his shirt from behind, and he manages to escape that one great trauma. But later on, she tries to seduce him again, but he asks Allah to put him in prison. He goes into prison, which is in ayah number 36, and there he interprets the dream of a couple of individuals that were working for the king. One of them gets salvation, and that one he tells him that, look, go and tell the king about me. He forgets for many years. By the end of the Jews, what we see is that the king sees a dream. And it's a very weird dream. But then that servant remembers, and he says, send me to the prison and I will ask, you know, Yusuf, this man who knows about dreams, to tell you about the dream. So the king sends him back into the prison. And when he comes back again, Yusuf alayhi salam first gets clarification. He says, look, what about those women who tried to seduce me? And then when the king makes that very clear, the women admit to what they did, that's when he calls out Yusuf alayhi salam from the prison, and he makes him a very close person to him once he tells him the true interpretation of this dream. Now, what's interesting about all of this is Allah is telling Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, telling this ummah about the whole story, and many lessons can be derived from this, where we need to understand that no matter how deep you go in life and you're in troubles and things are around you, as long as you have Allah in your mind, you put your trust and you go, you obey Allah, all salvation is yours and everything is yours, inshallah, bi'idhnillah, in the end. So jazakumullah khair wa akhir da'wana and alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. ذكر علم ونور الحاملات سنا ونور والرسمات هنا سرور يحلوى تلك السنين.